In some parts of Eastern Europe, for a long time, it's been the tradition on Easter Day to greet people with the words, Christ is risen, and the response, He is risen indeed. And even when the Soviet Union was in existence, and Russia controlled its neighboring countries, this tradition continued. And one of the places was in a small village in the Ukraine. Now, in this particular village, with there being a government that didn't believe in God and made it difficult for Christians, the church had been given over to storing farm equipment, and the Christian services took place in a barn, and very few people went. The person in charge of the village was someone who'd known Lenin, and he had become rather old, and he mainly wanted a peaceful life. And so, although he knew the Easter greeting was against the law, and also he knew that the state frowned upon the Christian services in the barn, he didn't do anything about it. And then he was replaced by a younger and more enthusiastic leader of the village who wanted to enforce the government policies. And so he let it be known that if anyone gave the traditional Easter greeting, Christ is risen, then that person would be thrown into prison. Easter Day came, and he was walking down the village's one main street, and an elderly lady said, Christ is risen. And he said to himself, silly old fool, she must be made an example of. And she went into jail. And then later on in the morning, two young people greeted each other, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Two more for the small village jail. But what surprised him most was Yuri, who'd won a medal for being the best worker in the local region. He too actually went up to the young person, the leader of the village, and said, Christ is risen. And so he too had to go into jail. Well, by this time, the small village jail was full, and people were still saying, Christ is risen. And he wondered what he could do. And so he phoned up his boss, the district commissioner, and asked him for some advice. And the district commissioner replied, you fool, you can't put the whole village in prison. And the council in Kiev, what they will be most bothered about is whether or not the wheat harvest is collected in. And so the people still went on saying, Christ is risen. And the services in the barn began to be better attended, for Christ is truly alive.